You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time to wake on up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
For me, like solid seven. Christian Koss pounds one to deep left. The big part of the park. A two-run homer, the first hit of the game for the Giants, and he mashed it. Wow.
Yeah!
Wait, wow. What was that? Is that phlegm or was that? What's that? Wow. That was great. NBC Sports Bay Area, the call, Dave Fleming, as the Gigantes get back on track, as Dom Smith, friend of the program, predicted yesterday, Joe. Got this, and we'll take the series today. 8-1 the final. Back at 500 as this up-and-down season continues. They're right in the middle. Shout out Jimmy Eat World, and shout out to all you lovely people tuning in right now. If you're getting off work, getting ready for work, start of school for some people, if you're tuning in, we appreciate it. And you can tune in various ways. We're on the Odyssey app. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch. We're on Twitter. We are everywhere. And if you're driving in your cars the old-fashioned way, that's great, as we were just having a 20 to 30-minute discussion on traffic and how you talk about traffic. It sounds very exciting, and it is, I promise you, because apparently Steiny and Goo were talking about it yesterday with E-Dog, Evan Giddings, and it got Joe Shasky's blood boiling a little bit.
Well, like the Giants, so about time they busted out. It was great to see.
Logan.
Ramos looks great. Logan Webb was battling in that third inning after the Giants put up a couple runs. I'm thinking, uh-oh, we're in trouble here, and he ended up getting out of that. No, the traffic thing is funny to me because I think there's two ways of viewing it. There's I live in the city, and I view it one way, and then I live outside the city, but I come into the city, and you view it completely different. Just to me, city traffic, and I'm talking about San Francisco traffic, you throw the time out the window because it's awful. You could hit a block, Park Presidio, you could be on Sunset Boulevard, 19th Avenue, pick where you want, and all of a sudden, the left lane is closed because they're doing construction, and there are giant trucks everywhere, and a Muni stopped, and this, and the next thing you know, your Google Maps, Apple Maps, whatever you're using,
Waze.
Could say 7 minutes. 7 minutes, you're sitting there for 48 minutes. I mean, how many times have I gone on to Park Presidio or 19th Avenue, and I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and this is ridiculous. So I throw it out the window, and I go, to me, the way I do the algorithm is there's the time from destination, as in city destination, the entrance of the Golden Gate Bridge to, let's say, Petaluma, or from when I get on to the Bay Bridge at the last possible exit, or I'm leaving the city as I see that giant tower on the right hand side, and I get the above portion of the Bay Bridge above me. That's when my clock starts, because the clock inside the city is just throw it out the window. It's awful.
Usually when I tend to text people that I'm meeting, and if I know I'm going to be late or just giving them a heads up, I don't start when I get out of this building, because first and foremost, I have to get to my car.
There you go.
And there's traffic in and of itself there. And then also when I am getting out of the city, there might be, and I might see it literally as I'm scootering to my car, all this back-and-back. Exactly. I was like, oh, great. Am I supposed to go on Embarcadero now? Let's check the app. Let's see. And then I text, I'm now heading out of the city.
Does that time that you spend getting to your car still not count as part of your trip?
No, it counts on your own personal stuff, but that's not... If I had to say, hey, if you're going from San Francisco to Santa Rosa, which was kind of the conversation yesterday, I'm not accounting for, hey, I live on the other side of the Sunset, and I'm driving through 19th Avenue and through Park Presidio at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Like, it's going to take me an hour plus just to get through the city.
So if it's an hour from the city to your destination, then you have a two-hour journey. So you say, I'm going to be there in 2 hours.
Yeah, but I wouldn't sell someone, hey, it takes 2 hours to get from the city to Santa Rosa. It's like, hey, it takes about an hour to just navigate the city and then from the bridge.
Well, then you could just say it's going to be 2 hours, give or take a little bit, because getting out of the city could always be an adventure. Like, you can always add those addendums into that.
Well, it also matters what time of day we're talking
about.
Exactly. There's so many different nuances in these conversations. And by the way, you could join the conversation if you'd like at 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text.
I love how passionate we are about this.
Work injury attorney.
Just because, yeah, I'm never going to trust you when you say what time you're going to be somewhere.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. See, that's the thing. I wouldn't tell you a time without understanding. I really can't know until I enter the bridge.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And we will be in Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale tomorrow.
Pretty
fired
up.
We would love for you to be there. And not only will we be there, but the aforementioned Steiny and Guru will also be there after us. So cannot wait for that. And Shasky and I will also be attending the joint practice tomorrow between the 49ers and Broncos. And there's a lot to be made about certain positions. First and foremost, though, Joe, I don't think we've talked about this guy enough. And he's going to be the talk for a lot of people these next coming weeks when it comes to fantasy football. He's going to be the talk of the town because when he is on and when he is right, he may be the greatest player in football. And I don't say that lightly. With the likes of Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. He's amongst those names as best when he is on. I'm talking about Christian McCaffrey. I don't know what he is going to look like. He may look like Christian McCaffrey 2 years ago. He may look like he lost his step completely and he might be done. It could be one of that. It could be in between that. I have no idea what Christian McCaffrey we are getting this upcoming season. It's great if he's doing in pads, without pads, not getting touched. It's a contact sport. He's going to get hit. He's going to get knocked around. And after that first hit, after he takes that big blow, is he going to get up? Is he going to be fine? After a couple games, is the Achilles going to flare back up? These are questions that are going to be in the back of 49ers' heads. And hell, the back of everyone's heads come fantasy football time, which is around right now. Usually, I don't even start, though, until like literally like the day or two before, because injuries happen all through training camp. That's what you should be doing. The pros do it that way. But
when you're going online.
Well,
if you're doing an in-person one, I grant more leniency.
Well, you should do the in-person ones probably a week before. I would just...
Okay, the week before is typically Labor Day weekend. Trust me, we deal this every year.
I'm just saying.
So it's easier said than done.
But I do feel like, as you were mentioning, that Brock Purdy was kind of like, the noise around him is pretty quiet right now. The noise around Christian McCaffrey, like, I haven't been seeing a lot of, wow, this looks like the same old Christian to me. Now, maybe we'll see that in joint practices. Are they even going to, like, put him out there in, like, tackling situations in these joint practices? I don't know. I don't know what to expect from Christian McCaffrey this year. And I guess that's kind of the thing that scares me right now the most about this team, that I feel it's still so CMC reliant. And I don't know if I could rely on the guy going forward. I don't know how to feel about it, Joe.
He had 2,000 yards and 21 touchdowns.
He was incredible!
In 2023.
He was incredible!
And so you're looking at a guy that went from almost 300-some-odd touches, or whatever, 340 touches in the regular season. He's down to 65. And he looked like a shell of himself.
Yep.
He just didn't have the burst. He didn't have the explosion. Didn't break tackles. Just looked a little hesitant last year, which is totally understandable. Yeah, you never know. Like, is this guy going to be a outlier freak like Derrick Henry and Adrian Peterson? Or is he going to fall off the map like so many other running backs? I mean, you just pick who you want after 400 touches in a regular season and in a playoffs combined. So many guys his age fall off. He's 29 years old. And in running back days, you might as well be 45. So I don't know what to make of him. And every day I open up The Athletic. I open up San Francisco Gate, Barry News Group. I'm checking out different YouTube channels, scouring over the internet when people that cover the team, ESPN, Nick Wagner. I mean, I look all over the place, and there's just not a lot about CMC. Not that it's bad, not that it's good, not that it's great, but I just don't know what's happening with him. It's kind of like all quiet on the Western Front. No one is saying that he looks unbelievably spectacular and the same explosion. I'm not even asking for that right now. I just don't know where he's at.
And where are 49ers fans at on Christian McCaffrey heading into this season? 888-957-9570. He actually spoke to the media yesterday, and it was actually kind of refreshing because he just had a baby. Obviously, Brock Purdy's a new father. All these guys are having kids and having families of their own, right? And he admitted, he's like, man, I kind of feel guilty that I'm this new dad and, you know, I'm sleeping in a hotel room. I'm not helping my wife out. Like, there was a level of, like, I felt him as a human being on that level. But at the same time, I'm watching this guy and I'm looking at him. Like, the physique looks incredible. I do see some of, like, you know, they always try to do the slow-mo video so everyone looks amazing and they have that 4K camera. The quads are out there, everything. Everyone looks incredible. Isaac Arendo, can I trust that guy if Christian McCaffrey
goes
down?
No, he's hurt right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
Not at all.
This is what I'm getting at here. Can I trust him? No, I cannot. You don't have Eli Mitchell. You don't have Jordan Mason. You don't have other these guys where I've seen in the past they could step up, right? I don't know. And I'm just wondering from 49ers fans, when you think Christian McCaffrey, does optimism come to your mind at all? Can you be optimistic about Christian McCaffrey heading into this season at all if you're a 49ers fan? I wonder that, because if Christian McCaffrey is healthy, Joe, and he is back to CMC, which is a big, big if, I do think this team can shock some people and go on a deep run in the playoffs. If CMC is that, because we saw it 2 years ago, as you mentioned, the stats are incredible. Hell, if this was maybe a decade plus ago, maybe he wins the MVP. Because it's a quarterback award now. That's what we do. It's going to be Lamar. It's going to be Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Hell, Saquon had an argument for being MVP last year. He didn't win it because we give it to quarterbacks. That's what we do now. But Christian McCaffrey, in his own right, when he is on, is one of the best in the league. And I think we forgot about it because of Saquon last year and because the Niners were down. And because, quite frankly, a lot of the drama of last year, yes, it was contract-related, but Joe, wasn't it around this time last year that the injury news started creeping up?
Yes.
It's like, oh, we're not seeing Christian McCaffrey. What's going on? What? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we hear the dreaded A word. Achilles? Wait, what? And then it keeps leaking. It keeps leaking. It keeps going. And then not until Monday Night Football with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, we finally learn, yeah, he's not going to play. It's going to be Jordan Mason. Everyone losing their collective minds because they held out hope that Christian McCaffrey is going to start for their fantasy squad. And I keep bringing up fantasy because it is an interesting aspect in how we view all these things. Because I don't know about you, Joe. I know some people that literally go into fantasy drafts. And people might scoff at this for not into it. That's fine. It's a huge thing. There's hundreds of millions of people that do it. People that aren't even football do fantasy football. You're going to start seeing that around your offices, around wherever, your schools, whatever. Hell, Dom Smith and the Giants probably have one. They always do. But people draft, like, players that they love for their team that they love. Like, Niner fans. Like, I'm going to draft all the Niners I can. I'm going to draft Jake Moody, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy. Because it's like, that's not how I draft. Take a step back. I'm the guy that goes, okay, let's see here. Christian McCaffrey's fallen. He's fallen. At what point do I take this guy and feel good about it? And then I thought, I was like, I don't think I take him. That's insane. I don't think I touch him. Christian McCaffrey? That's insane. So we're talking about all of this, guys, because he really is the one on this offense. As we talk about a run-first Kyle Shanahan offense, yeah, Brock could have a great season this year. But if Christian McCaffrey has that great season, this team is a playoff team. This team is a playoff team. Brock could have a great season. They cannot make the playoffs. I actually feel that way. I think there's no chance that Christian McCaffrey has a great season and this team does not make the playoffs. How about that? Does that sound insane?
No, I mean, they're going to need him. Have you seen the number 40 floating around from 2023? Do you know what that number represents?
What does it represent?
40 is the amount of touchdowns combined between Ayuk, Debo, and Christian McCaffrey. That's what they scored in 2023.
It's incredible.
40 touchdowns.
It's incredible. 40.
And what do you think they did last year?
God. Less than 10.
Oh, significantly less than 10. So that's kind of where I'm going. You're not going to have Debo on the roster this year.
Is it less than 5?
Well, the entire number is basically Debo had 4.
4.
Ayuk had 0, and Christian had 0. So the number is 4.
Less than 5 is 4.
4!
I thought Ayuk snuck one in there, but he didn't. He didn't sneak in any at all. Oh, my God.
He had a huge drop in the third down in the Rams game coming across the middle. But you went from 40 to 4. Now, you're going to have to find that production somewhere. Are you going to score 40 touchdowns amongst 3 guys? I don't know. Last year, you know, Juwan Jennings had a lot of touchdowns. George Kittle obviously had a lot of touchdowns. So you can find production in other areas. Jordan Mason scored, I believe, the third most touchdowns on the team last year. He's no longer on the team. They're going to have to find production somewhere.
I don't think there's a bigger question mark in football right now than Christian McCaffrey's health. I would dare someone else to find me a bigger question and what-if scenario than Christian McCaffrey's health right now, because I can't find one.
I mean, hell, could probably say like one of the young quarterbacks. The Vikings won 15 games last year, and they're going to a guy who didn't take a snap.
Sure, but I think people expect J.J. McCarthy to look like a rookie this year.
They won 15 games, Joe. Okay, they won 15 games, and were on the doorstep of being the number one or number two seed in the entire NFL. We can all diminish the Vikings season. They were incredible.
I'm not diminishing it.
No, but what I'm saying is they're doing what everyone thought that the Niners were going to do with Trey Lance. And there's just this huge unknown. You're talking about fantasy? How do you even view Justin Jefferson through the prism of J.J. McCarthy? We think he's going to be great, but if he has a terrible year, like, who knows? So I'm just laying as a Aaron Rodgers, who knows?
Right.
Quarterbacks are always going to be elevated. CMC's up there, but there's a lot of, like, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. The quarterbacks are always going to be sexier than the running backs. Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
What was Saquon Barkley before last year to you?
He was a guy that had some good moments, good seasons, but ultimately had not quite lived up, I believe, to a top 5 pick. But he showed why, if he was with a stable organization, that, okay, I think we're going to see the best of Saquon. I felt about him heading into last year.
Okay.
Yes.
If I told you Saquon fell off the map,
I would not be shocked.
Okay.
Because that the nature of the position and the touches, and Baldy told us that, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger, he's like, yeah, when you have this many touches, I've been doing the research, I've been watching these guys the last couple decades, like whether it's Sean Alexander, whether it's Christian McCaffrey now, these guys fall off. Like, you cannot have that workload anymore. That's why you need a platoon, if you will, at times. Shout out Charlie Sheen, like, in the backfield and to feed off these guys. And that's why it worked in the past when you got to another Super Bowl, when you had the Breidas, the Mosterts. Like, you need to be able to divvy up the pie, if you will. And that's why I'm looking at this season, and I'm very curious to see how this other running back room is going to shake out. And it sucks that Garendo, now a guy that did show some flashes last year, but again, showed that he can't stay on the field.
No.
Like, and that's the most frustrating part about when I look at the depth chart, and we have the unofficial depth chart now, and we'll break it down. We'll break it all down, I promise. We got a lot to get into today. 888-957-9570. Is Christian McCaffrey the biggest question mark on this 49ers roster heading into this season for you Niners fans? But, you know, John, I'm looking at it all right now, and there's not one other position group. Like, Ricky Pearsall, you know how I feel about the wide receiver room. It is what it is. It's a huge question mark, but you know what? You drafted him in the first round. You got to see what you have, and if he's the number one, we'll see with Juwan Jennings again. We're going to be on Jennings' watch, too, because there's some weird things coming out of training camp. Kyle Shanahan's comments the other day, is he holding in? Is this calf injury legit? Like, it's all very odd, and we'll get into it. The offensive line, always, right? The defensive line, always. The secondary. But I just look at a guy that was a Madden cover athlete, Joe. He was on the cover of Madden. And we've just kind of been like, we'll see.
But that's what happens in the position. I mean, like, you referenced Saquon Barkley. He had 2,000 scrimmage yards this rookie year. 2,000.
No, he was
1,500 the next year, and then down to 94, 900, 1,600, 1,200.
Yeah, he was
2,300 scrimmage yards last year.
I know. But he was New York, so, like, and they were not very good. Like,
touches.
That's what I'm saying. He got all those touches.
Last year, he scored 15. He had 2,300 yards and scored 15 touchdowns. CMC the year before, less yards overall, 200 less yards, scored 6 more touchdowns.
Mm.
Just to give you an idea, he scored 21 touchdowns.
Incredible.
It really is. So Yeah, I don't know what to make of CMC. And I think that, like, these Derrick Henry comps and those guys are outliers. Adrian Peterson's an outlier. Very few guys do better at 29, 30, 31, or not better, but stay and maintain. More guys go that Christian Johnson, a.k.a. CJ 2K route, yeah, where they have a couple of nice years and then they fall off.
I love the CJ. I always think of, whenever I think of Chris Johnson, they have this funny, is ESPN or whatever, fantasy football commercial, where Chris Johnson's just at the checkout line, like buying some groceries. He's like, yeah, man, just buying so-and-so. And then the checkout guy's like, yeah, you know, would have been really nice if he got me 200 plus yards. He's like, we won the game. He's like, I didn't. Like, it's just, you don't have commercials like that anymore because everyone's like that. It just goes to show the early inception is Carter's like grinning his teeth. He's like, ugh, can't do that anymore because everyone feels that way. And we get like death threats and stuff because everyone just can't be calm about fantasy football because all the money. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but it's a point well taken that most people have that sort of season. And then it's just a one off. It's a flash in the pan. And that's it.
If I said to young football fans, Todd Gurley, got hurt, wasn't even. Todd Gurley was one of the best players in the NFL in 2018. And I saw him go into Levi's and was as dominant as any. He looked like Eric Dickerson.
I'm not saying he is Sterling Sharp, but he would have had, if he played like two more seasons and had that sort of 1,400 kind of all pro, like double digit touchdowns, he could have been in that conversation. He's where ridiculous. It was like, you know what? He was the best running back for like 3 or 4 years. That might be good enough for the Hall. Now, ultimately, his knees gave out on him, degenerated knee. It sucked, but he was, I think we forget just how special Todd Gurley was.
And how quickly did they turn the page on him?
That was one of the best fantasy seasons any running back's ever had.
I watched, I think he had 4 or 5 touchdowns at Levi's. Yeah. The Niners were wearing the all white jerseys, I believe, and they were wearing the all yellow jerseys.
Yeah, the banana jerseys.
And I'm telling you, it was 2018. Todd Gurley was unbelievable.
He averaged like 29 points in half PPR leagues.
He was unbelievable. And then, look, but if you said it to a younger NFL fan, Todd Gurley, what are you talking about? He was that good. Is CMC going to go the route of him? Like, Todd Gurley, it was the knee. The knee got shredded. It never really recovered. And he had an ACL injury early on in his career. Kind of, I think his rookie year was cut short because of it. Is he going to be that, or is he going to be the bounce back guy? Joe, I have no idea. I have no idea. But unlike the quarterback position where we just talk about it, we almost expect running backs to fall off the cliff.
It's true. It's true. And are we expecting that when it comes to Christian McCaffrey this upcoming season, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. I see some of you on hold. We will get to you on the other side.
They had 40 touchdowns between Ayuk, Debo, and CMC in 2023. 40.
And how can you replicate that with this roster heading forward? It's going to be on Brock Purdy, baby. It's all on Brock.
40.
Brock's got this. Come on,
40.
Guys. By the way, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by the American Cancer Society. We're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, and even Brian Baldinger on the biggest question for the 49ers. Is it Christian McCaffrey? It's Spadoni. It's Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Giants play earlier today, and you have no excuses to not watch the Valkyries tonight at 7 o'clock ball hall. I know you'll be locked in. Carter, Sam, myself, we'll all be locked in. It's a massive one for the standings, too. They win tonight, they will have a share of the 7th seed, and they want to get some revenge because the Aces, last time they played the Valkyries, absolutely obliterated them. So, big game tonight, 7 o'clock, and please, for the love of God, don't throw any bright green objects onto the court. Can we just not? Please, let's just not do that. I'm going to leave it there. Don't want to get canceled. Leave your bright green objects at home. All right, running back.
Stop!
About 15 years ago, ESPN did this article. And this is at the height of ESPN actually doing journalism. It was called Revenge of the Curse of 370. And what they were basically saying is that there was a curse of 370 or more touches. That was the study. There were like all of these different colleges that were doing studies on brain injuries, on who's falling off, who's doing well. And at the time, this is 2011, at the time, there were only a handful of guys who would be very good a year, 2 years after eclipsing 370 touches. At any point in their career, in one season, you're looking at LaDainian Tomlinson, Eric Dickerson, Emmitt Smith, okay? It's a very small list. We're talking about
the greatest of all time.
Exactly. Now, Derrick Henry and Adrian Peterson have been a part of this list since the study's been done, but just go down the list, whether it's Michael Turner, whether it's Larry Johnson, you guys might not remember him, Chiefs running back, Priest Holmes.
Love Priest.
In Palo Alto. You know, Tiki Barber fell off after 370. There are so many guys that never came back after the 370 eclipse mark in touches. And it's even worse when you do it 2 out of 3 years or 3 out of 5 years or whatever. So what CMC, like coming back and being good, it would be the outlier. It would be. Like Eddie George is a guy.
God, he's so underrated. I love
Eddie. He was very good. And he came back, wasn't as good.
No.
But one of very few guys who 2 seasons after the 370 mark, this is going back on this, it was him, Earl Campbell, and Walter Payton to play every single game.
Yeah.
As a running back.
Incredible.
That's 2 years after eclipsing 370. So it's this long, deep dive, and I'm sure there are other people that can throw in there. Clinton Portis is an example of a guy who fell off. Now, he had a variety of injuries. Ricky Williams saw a drop-off in his production. Now, there's other things that, you know, fell into that. Todd Gurley, who we've referenced. Doug Martin. You guys remember him?
Muscle Hamster, of course.
Was awesome.
He hated that nickname.
He hated it. But he was awesome. You know, Alvin Kamara hasn't been exactly the same since his eclipsing of it. So there's a laundry list of guys that we can go through. And if CMC comes back and is spectacular, okay, it would be almost unicorn-like.
And is he the biggest question mark for the 49ers this year? I ask Austin in Redwood City this question at 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Austin, what you got on CNC, man?
Hey, man, yes, he is the biggest question mark on that field. The reason why I say that is when he first came back from the injury, he didn't look like CMC, and we all knew that. We all see that. And then we come out not one but 2 injuries on his leg, right? I'm right about that. And I'm going to look at it like as Klay Thompson. When he came back, he wasn't the same. He was just jacking up shots, messing up the rotation in the team. And mind you, you got another young star that's coming up in Jordan Poole that's cooking, that's keeping us alive a little bit. Now, you got to look at the same situation with CMC. And not only that, you got to look at it where his mindset at. He just also just had a baby. So, you know, you're taking away from the baby. Either you can end your career on one wrong turn, and then now you can't really, you know, function with your baby like you really want to. So he got a lot to think about. And the 49ers got a lot to think about, because what if that next star that's behind him, one of these rookies, happen to come out and perform it way more better than CMC? Will he perform it? Will we used to see him from CMC? Now you got a big situation on your hand right there.
It's a great call. No,
that?
Austin, it's a great call. Regarding CMC last year, so I went back and watched a bunch of the games.
Mm-hmm.
He had basically 60-something touches, okay? Yeah. 60. I mean, that's two games for CMC in years prior. He didn't look right. Now, at the beginning of the Buffalo game, he had a couple of plays. We were like, oh, that looks like classic CMC. And he had one in particular that he caught, and he sprinted, and he was going to run by everyone. Now, it's on the snow. He got kind of like shoestring tackled, and that was the one where he landed on the knee. And that's when they were saying that the knee got injured. On the very next carry that he had, that was that one to the right-hand side where he just kind of went down. Even in slow-mo, I'm watching it over and over and over again. It still looks like the Achilles. I'm so blown away that it was the knee that was actually hurt there. But he wasn't decisive. He wasn't explosive. He wasn't, you know, running through people and running past people the way he had in years past. Now, in the Buffalo game, in the first half, I did see glimpses. But a couple of plays in the first half... Boy, I'm clinging to those plays. I'm clinging to those plays. But like, that's a far cry from the guy that was Superman the year prior.
And he, Austin Redwood Studio, appreciate the call. We would love to see Austin come out tomorrow, by the way, a Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, because we're going to be broadcasting there from 6 to 10. And also, stay tuned for Steiny and Goo after us from 10 to 2 at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale tomorrow. Shasky and I, Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo will be there. We would love to see you people. All right. But having said that, he said something in a comparison to Klay Thompson. Klay had not one, but two just catastrophic ones. And in basketball, it is similar in a way, but not the same, I think, as a running back. What Klay still has for him going forward is size and shooting ability. And that will always play. You could be like Ray Allen and play until like you're 40 years old. You could play because of the shot. But for Christian and for a running back, once you lose even a split second, guys like this, the guys talk about this all the time in the NFL. Baldy will talk about it. Offensive lineman, the difference between an offensive and defensive lineman losing just a microsecond at times is the difference between a pressure, a sack, and a whiff. But just not even get it. I don't think that's
with every player.
Not with every player, but with running backs, it could be the difference, though, Joe.
Yeah, but between... I watched Frank Gore, old man Frank Gore, could barely move, and he had vision and patience. And
he's a Hall of Famer, though. And there's something to be said about him being able to.
Well, Christian is one of the great specimens of all time.
No, he is. But what made Frank great was he recovered in college early on, too, from devastating injuries that some guys may never get back from. And he was able to complete and play until damn near he's 40 years old. We're up against it, but
I want to get into this because I think your point on like Gore, it would require a change of play to a degree for CMC to do what Frank did. But I would just say Anquan Boldin, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Frank Gore, there are a lot of guys that don't rely on speed, but they do have other attributes, vision, size, toughness, catch radius, that override whatever lack of speed they might not have.
And we're going to hear from Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Shanahan on the other side talking about this training camp and how Christian's feeling going forward. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for
you. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Christian McCaffrey losing out to Derrick Henry, who, in his own right, incredible, probably the best 1-2, like, when it comes to Heisman voting and votes that translated to the NFL, like, I can't find another 1-2 option that are probably going to be Hall of Famers like them. I'm sure there are some, but those guys could potentially be 1-2 in Heisman and go to the Hall of Fame. But Christian McCaffrey, what he did in college as a kick returner, punt returner, the passing game, the running game, all of it, all those touches. It finally feels like last year it caught up to him, and it sucks. But I don't think his career's just going to be over like that. That being said, Joe, can he look to a 49er great in the past? One named Frank Gore as a reason to be optimistic going forward in his career. A guy that played till he was damn near 40 years old and was productive all the way to the end. Does he have that in his game to, you know what, say, maybe I need to take a little load off here. Maybe my game's going to change. Maybe I can't be in the receiving game as much. Maybe I got to take a backseat at times to some of these younger players. Can they afford to do that this season with Christian McCaffrey? Can they?
I don't even know what the strategy is for him in terms of how they're going to utilize him. That I don't know. I'm sure he's going to be a big part of it, but like I referenced all these guys that weren't fast that had great careers. Anquan Boldin was not fast.
No.
He wasn't. He was an unbelievable route runner. I had a line years ago. Anquan Boldin was to wide receiver play what Frank Gore was to running back play. Never the biggest physical freak. Had unbelievable instincts and feel for how to get open, catch radius, unreal toughness,
yeah,
and guile and smarts and everything that's great about just the feel of the game, you know? And I think Mike Evans has a lot of that. But Mike Evans is also 6'5".
He's huge. Yeah.
Right? So some of these guys just have physical traits that they were born with, and they've always been slow their whole lives. Relative to other people out there, and yet they can get away with it. Christian changing up, and this would be like a pitcher who threw 98 their entire career, dropping down to 91 and having to reinvent themselves. I don't know. I don't know how dramatic the drop-off is going to be for him. It might be not noticeable to us, but noticeable to himself. Is he going to catch more passes out of the backfield? Are they going to do less, you know, tosses, you know, to the outside and more inside stuff? I don't know. Joe, I don't think anyone can know. And I don't even know if he knows, quite frankly. And I'm looking at all these reports that are coming out. No one is really talking about CMC. Not good, not bad, not nothing. And I wonder where he's at. I do think he's the most important part of the Niners this year. We could talk about Saleh. We could talk about the defense and the young personnel and all them getting good. Like, if I told all Niner fans, hey, this guy plays 15 games and he's freaking good. Just not even awesome, just good. He's just good. Yeah, the Niners are probably going to be really good.
Yes. And what are you going to be looking for tomorrow when we're at joint practices between the 49ers and Broncos with Sean Payton, Bo Nix come to town? When it comes to Christian McCaffrey, are you going to be looking at...
Well, I don't think they'll be able to take him down because it's usually like you thud.
Correct.
You thud and then like they can keep going. It's really hard at any of these practices to see running backs pop. Speed will pop on the field. Size will pop on the field. But like, are you a good running back? Like if you went to training camp and watched Frank Gore back in the day, he wasn't special physically. No. Carlos Hyde would looked way more special physically on a field in shorts and in shells. But you know what Frank brought to the table on game day was unquantifiable.
Well, kind of like in more recent years, what Deebo Samuel, right?
100%.
Never really terrible wild.
Practice
terrible,
work.
Terrible. But
like terrible.
You see him in the game, it's just like, oh my God, this guy's incredible, right? It's kind of like when you're a bad homework, you don't do all your homework, but you still ace the test kind of a thing. It's kind of what it is.
Joe, they would force stuff to him in practice, and I'm like, Deebo looks terrible. He looks so bad. And then the game comes, and it's like, nah, he's actually unbelievable.
Well, and then you're comparing him to who? Ayuk, who was, by all accounts, the last couple of seasons. He just dominated.
Dominant.
Just dominate.
And there's plenty of guys that look great at practice and don't perform and vice versa. I mean, you want him to do both, right? Nick Bosa does both. He looks great at practice, and he's awesome. Like, Dre Greenlaw, he would show his speed at practice. There's no doubt about it. Dre Greenlaw's a game day guy. You get the feel on Dre Greenlaw on game day because he's allowed to just take someone's head off. So I don't know where McCaffrey's at, Joe. Like, I really don't know. Now, your point about the draft on him, the Niners had the number 2 overall pick, and then they ended up trading down and taking 3.
Mm.
I consumed every bit of radio, both this station and the other station. I consumed all, at the time, the podcast and the YouTube stuff, which was at the very forefront, all the ESPN stuff, all the NFL Network stuff. Nobody, except one person, was saying the Niners should take CMC, number 2 overall. Not one journalist, not one. You know who said we should be taking CMC? My boy Rocco. And to this day, he's the only person I know. I am dead serious. No one suggested that the Niners take CMC in the top 5. Well, he was the only one.
The consensus one was who? Leonard Fournette, right, at LSU. Everyone was mocking him to the Jaguars where eventually he went. But like,
Nobody wanted Fournette.
I didn't want Fournette.
No, like, I'm Niner fans.
No, not Niner fans. But I'm saying like that was the consensus. Yeah. Like Leonard Fournette. Oh, he's the top 5 because he's got the big back and the size. There's question marks about McCaffrey's durability. Let's just call it also what it is. He was a white running back.
There's no doubt.
Come on, like that's the rat on the table. Brought to you by Atco.
Well, and also like to be fair, Toby Gerhart went to Minnesota and he was solid, but he wasn't as prolific. And he was also backing up Adrian Peterson,
correct,
too, which people kind of forget. But Toby Gerhart was this big phenomenon, another white running back
who
coming
lost
out
to
of
an
Stanford.
Alabama running back. And who was my guy? Mark Ingram,
yep. Who was a stud. But like Toby Gerhart was actually a really good player. Like he was a very solid, but he wasn't as good as what he was in college. And I do think that we could do the white running back thing. I think the fact that the skill position guy like Toby Gerhart didn't necessarily like pop the way he did in college. And I would just say like, dude, he was backing up Adrian Peterson. Like who was going to pop in that situation? I don't know, but no, we all slept on McCaffrey. Everyone did. You never know on these running backs. Like, is the speed going to translate? Remember, it's not just the Stanford thing, the white guy thing. Reggie Bush wasn't as good in the NFL as we all thought he was going to be.
No, he wasn't. But
and I think a lot of people thought that McCaffrey was similar to Reggie Bush. Here's the difference. McCaffrey's so much more tough between the tackles than Reggie Bush
he
ever
beefed
was.
Up, too. He had to add weight, and he had to add more muscle, and he did that. Because he was. If you look back at his draft profile, he was a lot more wiry. He was skinny. Like he was still cut. He was still really in shape. Don't get me wrong. These guys are incredible athletes.
I thought Reggie was going to be one of the greatest ever.
I still think he's the greatest, like, in my lifetime, obviously, but he's the greatest college football player I've ever seen. Like, he was incredible.
And you say that, and I to this day, I'm like, Pete Carroll, you had him on the sidelines.
I know.
On the sidelines on fourth down. I still don't understand it.
Wait, Pete Carroll didn't go to his running back when it mattered most?
I've
never heard that before.
He didn't have him on the field.
Just
he was on the side. I love Lendale White. Lendale White was another guy early on. You got to have Reggie on the field on that play.
Got to have Marshawn.
I still can't. And he didn't QB spy Vince Young. But it's hard for me to say Reggie's the greatest college football player of all time when Vince Young did that to them at that moment in that stadium on that stage.
True, but Reggie was doing it for years, too. Like, that's
not denying it. Yeah. Vince had one of the greatest games ever.
He did, but I'd still probably take, if we're going like greatest overall seasons, too, I'd probably take Cam over Vince Young's. That's Cam Newton, that is. personally, because I thought Kansas was
in college
incredible. That one year,
I did it in the SEC. It was a little different.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was big time.
But that, to understand, like, that was one of the greatest college football games of all time.
It was.
And that was Vince. Vince was amazing.
He was. He was on the cover of Madden at one point, too. He started off, and then he had to have the Dream Team comment, and that's what he's kind of remembered for.
He was all right with the Titans. I think he won Rookie of the Year.
No, he did. I think he was on the cover. Was he not on the cover of Madden, Vince Young?
He might have been.
He was, yeah.
I just think it's hard to translate these running backs. I thought Trent Richardson was going to be good.
Oh,
he was terrible.
The meme of Trent. Talk about one of the all-time trades.
I thought he was going to be great.
One of the all-time trades for the Browns, actually. You don't say that very often, but the Browns actually made a good trade, trading him away to the Colts. And then there's just the meme when Trent Richardson was finally a Raider because, when you're your first-round pick and you bust, eventually you'll play for the Raiders at one point. It just happens. And then they just had in preseason, maybe it was a regular season game, where it was this gaping hole wide open on the right side, just dying for anyone to walk. Joe, you could have ran for a touchdown in this hole. And then where does he go? Congested on the other way. It's like, all right, there's Trent Richardson for you. You just look back at that draft, by the way, with Christian McCaffrey, who's eighth overall, going to the Panthers.
No, it's insane he fell that far.
That first round was Hall of Famer. Miles Garrett, first of all, Hall of Famer.
Well, the Niners, to this day, they won a game at the end of the year prior to not get the number one pick. It's just Chip Kelly. I hate him so much. We lost to Johnny Manziel the year prior. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel. That's how bad the pre-Shanahan.
Well, that was Kyle Shanahan, right?
Manziel.
Was that Kyle Shanahan offensive coordinator?
Yeah,
for the Browns.
And then Kaepernick threw from -7 yards in Chicago for a half.
That was your Chip went, 0-14 against everyone, but 2-0 against the Rams, right?
Yes.
And
the Rams deactivated everyone and Jared Goff so that they could, move up in draft position.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Such a terrible
one. When it came to Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, and Johnny Manziel and what they would talk about. I just wanted to see Kyle's face when he saw this guy. That was click. Johnny clearly partying the night before, showing up to meetings, and Kyle's just staring at him.
So,
I would love to see that.
So that draft, Miles Garrett,
yep.
Trubisky gets traded up for.
Yep.
Niners take Solomon Thomas.
Correct. Oh, you're going to go through it all?
Yeah, I'll just tell him. Leonard Fournette to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. This is an interesting one. This is a hard one.
The wide receiver.
Titans.
Yeah, Corey Davis.
There you go.
Then it was the safety, LSU.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.